Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. A room full of very important people here today. In fact, I should probably exit. Joining us, someone you are very familiar with, Howard Black, retired Lieutenant Howard Black. He's now the board president of Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and it's always good to be hanging out with Renee.
Well, you are so awesome. Might find a full-time job for you, Howard. I mean, if you're retired,
I don't think that's going to happen.
Right. Also from CSPD, Sean Mandel is here. He's the commander of Investigations Division. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Thanks for having me this morning.
It's so good to see you
pleasure
again.
Pleasure to be here.
Jacqueline Kirby, somebody else everybody's very familiar with. She's the PIO for the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. Hello.
Hello and good morning.
It's great to see you all this morning. And thanks for coming in. And we are talking all things Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers. And Howard, it's a critical organization in our community, really.
It absolutely is. It makes such a difference. It is a community program. I mean, this is a nonprofit, 501(c), and it makes a difference in that it really allows our community to interact with our law enforcement agencies. And that's just not Colorado Springs Police Department and the El Paso County Sheriff's Department, but it's all of El Paso and Teller County, so all of the departments. And all of our citizens in the Pikes Peak region.
Now, could you help explain exactly how it works? Because we kind of touched on this when we spoke to you before the holidays.
Correct.
Some folks are maybe a little bit confused about how Crime Stoppers works and how it helps investigators and agencies solve these crimes.
Right. Well, first of all, we would always encourage individuals who have information to go direct with their law enforcement agency. Mm-hmm. But if you're not comfortable in going direct, Crime Stoppers is just another alternative in order to get information to those detectives to help solve cases. So when information comes into Crime Stoppers, it is absolutely anonymous information. So you will never be identified.
And do you think some people may not believe that that's the case, but there is a system in place to keep them anonymous?
A very clear system is in place. And there's a Colorado state statute that protects information. At Crime Stoppers, we don't know who's calling in.
Wow.
All information that comes in is encrypted through a P3 app. Or if you're talking to someone on the telephone, you never have to identify yourselves.
Now, is it all cases that can possibly be someone could call in to Crime Stoppers, or is it specific cases, really?
We specifically are focusing today on felony crimes.
Okay.
So those can be person crimes and or property crimes.
And there is sometimes a reward offered if that leads to charges and a conviction. Is that correct?
No.
I got that wrong.
An arrest.
Okay.
There is a possibility for rewards based on information that leads to an arrest, not a conviction.
Not a conviction. Okay. So sometimes, like you said, this is all 501(c). So then how does Crime Stoppers, Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers, raise that money? Are there donors or grants or?
I'm so happy you brought that up.
Okay. All of the above.
It is all of the above.
Okay.
And we're really re-energizing Crime Stoppers. So we're looking for individuals. You can donate through our post office box. You can get us online. You can send us letters, you know, however. We really are moving through this re-energizing, making sure that this is, in fact, a community program.
Well, and the numbers, I believe when we spoke with you before the holidays, Howard, the numbers of the contributions made in solving and leading to arrests through Crime Stoppers is incredible.
Yeah, current numbers, we're over 13 million in property and drugs seized. We're approaching 5,000 arrests and well over $500,000 in rewards.
Wow. Yeah. So over 13 million in drugs and property, 5,000 arrests, you said. And then what was the last number? 5 million?
500,000.
500,000 in rewards.
In rewards. And we're really going to be looking in the next couple of years, working with all of our law enforcement agencies on really enhancing those reward numbers.
That's incredible. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a break now, because when we come back, we're going to talk with CSPD. We're going to talk with El Paso County Sheriff's Office about how this truly helps them. Also, we might talk on some top cases. I don't know how much we can talk about. Jackie's looking at me right now like Renee, but we will talk about how you can get involved in a lot more next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking about Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers. Here today, Board President Howard Black. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
From CSPD, Sean Mandel is here. Good morning, Sean. You're Commander of Investigations Division for CSPD. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Good morning.
And Jacqueline Kirby. She's the PIO for El Paso County Sheriff's Office is here. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning.
Now, we've kind of talked a little bit about how Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers works, the areas that it covers. And when we, after we're done talking with you guys, we're going to talk about how you can get involved. I'm sure volunteers are needed as well, because this really is a nonprofit.
It absolutely is. Yeah. And we need community support
right
to move this program forward.
And Sean and Jacqueline, if you guys don't mind hopping in here, this is really a critical resource for you, isn't it, in solving cases, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, Renee. So I would say upwards around 75-80% of our cases that we actually clear, we receive information from the public. Now, like Howard said earlier, a lot of times that information comes directly to the detectives. It doesn't always come through Crime Stoppers. But there's a lot of cases that we've solved that would not have been solved without a Crime Stoppers tip, without somebody stepping forward and providing us that information, that critical information that led to an arrest of somebody that needed to be put behind bars.
Well, and we were talking about it, and it was such a sad case. It happened, was it last year that shooting happened? That Army Captain, that was shot downtown, wasn't that solved by a Crime Stoppers?
Yeah, so we received a Crime Stoppers tip, which led to a bunch of information coming into the detectives. But the initial investigation, really, we were left without many clues.
Because it was just such a random, nobody saw it, middle of the night kind of a thing, wasn't
absolutely.
It?
There were no eyewitnesses. The victimology on the victim, the captain, didn't provide a lot of information for the detectives. But it wasn't until we received that vital information from a citizen who decided to step forward and do the right thing and provide us a critical tip through Crime Stoppers that we're able to enhance the investigation and ultimately make an arrest and put somebody behind bars.
Now, Jacqueline, for the sheriff's office, same thing. I'm sure there are critical cases, and we will touch on one of them kind of in a little bit. I know, again, we can't discuss a lot of it, but are there certain cases that the sheriff's office says, okay, Crime Stoppers, we need help. We have to get this out here to help move this case forward.
Absolutely. And our community is always our best resource. They are multiplying our police force hundredfold, thousandfold, because of the number of eyes that we have out in the community and the information that people may have. And the beautiful thing about Crime Stoppers is if somebody is in a little bit of a precarious situation where they do want to remain anonymous, but they don't want to remain silent, Crime Stoppers offers that option.
And I mean, it's somebody might be thinking, well, how could you want to not come forward with this information? In some communities, I think that's looked down upon, isn't it? Where if you turn somebody in or you have information and you release that to authorities, I mean, and you see it, well, at least on police shows, I may not know what I'm talking about, right? But in some communities, that's looked down upon, isn't it? I mean, that's the impression given.
Yeah, I don't think we have a lot of that here in El Paso mm-hmm. County or in the city of Colorado Springs. However, you know, people may hang around with individuals that may care that they have said something. And so to have that ability to remain anonymous and keep that anonymity is very important. And it is key to law enforcement in solving crime and not just homicides, but any kind of violent crime, property crimes, those kinds of things.
Now, is there a certain level, Sean, when you get to a point where it's like, okay, we have hit a dead end, we need to get this out to the community to get more information? Are there, again, certain cases that you look at and go, okay, we have to push this out and get more help?
Sure. Those are those cases where we've just hit a wall, that we're not receiving any leads. We've exhausted everything that we've done, and we turn to Crime Stoppers, and we turn to Howard, and we say, we need some help. We need some help with this case. Can we please push it out to our citizens, to our community, and ask for anybody to come forward? And sometimes they just need an extra incentive to do that, whether it's monetary or whether it's the belief that they're going to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, like Jackie said, do want to get involved, but they're reluctant.
Right.
They're reluctant to get involved for whatever reason. And sometimes they're providing information on a family member or a good friend. So they may not necessarily want their name out there as the one that provided that information that led to arrest of that individual.
Absolutely. Because I don't know if it's true or not. You guys are the investigators in law enforcement. But it seems like sometimes people talk about the crimes that they commit. So that's where some people come into having this information, isn't it? And so family members or friends, that's when they want to share it anonymously.
It's very rare that someone will keep that information to themselves for their entire life. So usually they'll tell somebody or they'll tell a friend or they'll be at a bar.
Like try to brag about it or something.
Right, something that information will get out. And we're pretty certain that there's somebody out there that knows a little piece about every homicide that's committed or every major crime, whether it's one of our cases or EPSO. There's people out there that know about it. They just are reluctant to come forward. And one of the ways that we can get them to do that is through Crime Stoppers.
Now, Jackie, you may not have the numbers for El Paso County Sheriffs, but a lot of those cases also pushed out to Crime Stoppers for help.
Yeah, a lot of times initially, again, we will plead to the community to give our tip line a call.
Right.
But again, when we hit that wall and that standstill where we're just not getting anything, we will reach out to Crime Stoppers and partner with them. And you'll see that in the case that we're going to discuss here in a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll discuss that after the news break. And Howard, let's talk about really quick, because we just got blasted with the email this week for the Most Wanted. So how does Crime Stoppers put together, again, a very important community resource, right? And the Most Wanted, right, in the Pikes Peak region. How does that list get put together?
So the list currently is being put together by staff at CSPD.
Okay.
We are going to be enhancing that process where our Most Wanted is coming from every law enforcement agency that has that need to put someone out.
So like El Paso and Teller
Fountain PD,
Monument.
Calhan. Every law enforcement agency. Again, we want this to be a very collaborative effort in information coming, you know, to us. And one interesting, as I listen to Jackie and listening to Sean, the overwhelming majority of people who call into Crime Stoppers, they're not wanting any type of money.
Interesting. They don't want the reward. They just want the information out,
and they want to stay anonymous. And I don't know who touched on it, but it really has to. It could be a family member. It could be someone who, you know, they really want the information going out, but they don't want to be implicated in the case. So just another tool for law enforcement to receive information.
Now, is there a website that folks can go to? Well, first, let's give the Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers number that folks can call.
They can reach us at 719-634-7867.
Okay.
Or nationally, 1-800-222-8477.
Now, is there a website folks can go look at, like for the Most Wanted or top cases maybe CSPD is working on, El Paso County Sheriff's, that they need help with right now?
You can go to crimestop.net.
Crimestop.net. Okay.
You can also donate on that website.
Crimestop.net.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. Okay, we do need to take a quick news break. When we come back, we'll have more about Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers, also a case that the Sheriff's Office is working on. That and more coming up next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking with Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers, CSPD, and El Paso County Sheriff's Office from Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers. Board President Howard Black is here. Hello.
Good morning.
It's great to see you. Happy holidays, or happy after holidays. Happy New Year. That's what I meant to say. See, I'm not, you guys, I'm not in 2020.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
Thank
also.
Thank you. Sean Mandel. He is the Commander of Investigations Division for CSPD. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Renee.
And Jacqueline Kirby, El Paso County Sheriff's Office is here. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Okay, we still have a lot to talk about. And Jackie, let's go ahead and talk about this case. I know there's may not be a lot. And could you guys just explain that really quick so people understand? Well, police haven't said anything. Sheriff's Office hasn't given any details. It's because you can't.
Correct.
Yes.
the priority is always protecting the integrity of the investigation and making sure that we have justice for the victim and their families.
Right.
And that is paramount. And sometimes that means releasing information. Sometimes that means withholding information. Each investigation is different in and of itself. And how we handle it is different. Although some of the investigative tools are the same, what we put out sometimes can be different.
And I think sometimes folks have a hard time understanding that. And then how, of course, you guys, like you said, each case is different on how you decide what information is released to help move that case further.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So this one case that we're going to talk about, it's been over a year now. I remember this case and still looking for leads. Not over a year. Is that right? No, not the case.
It was November 2nd of 2019. Correct. Yes.
You guys, I'm getting my dates all wrong again.
Yes.
Okay.
So about 2:20 in the afternoon, the Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center received a call of a found body. So when detectives arrived on scene, the individual did have suspicious injuries. We weren't able to really identify what they were because of the conditions outside. So once the coroner identified our victim, who was Thomas Faircloth, he was born in 92, so young boy, young kid, I guess, my children's ages.
Yeah.
So right now we are looking for leads and we're partnering with Crime Stoppers in asking for tips on this homicide.
Okay, so again, this was November. Give the date again because I messed it up.
November 2nd of 2019.
Okay. And it was Powers and we kind of have a close.
It was in the area of Powers and Galley, kind of in an open field. A lot of homeless tended to reside there.
And then it, of course, I think the first was maybe he was a homeless individual, right? That possibly froze it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But it is a homicide investigation.
Yes, we are investigating it as a homicide.
Okay. And again, so this is why you're partnering up. Is there any more details you can share with us? Or again, one of those cases where I can't tell you too much.
No, we can't tell too much. And
do we have leads? Can you tell us that?
You know, we do have leads and we're always following up on those leads. But we want to encourage anybody who may have information about this case, whether they think it's significant or not. The smallest tip can be the break that law enforcement is looking for to solve a case. So they can either call the Sheriff's Office tip line or they can call Crime Stoppers.
And Crime Stoppers will have that information as well, right?
That's correct, yes. Yeah. And so this is a case that we're partnering back with the SO. We have an enhanced reward on this case. So any tip that would lead to an arrest, that tipster could potentially receive up to $6,000.
Wow. And Sean, you were kind of saying during the break, and Jacqueline kind of touched on this as well, any little thing, it could be like, okay, as I was giving you an example, like, well, I saw a gray sedan in that area at that time. Some people may think that's not relevant, but actually for law enforcement, that could mean something.
Yeah, absolutely, Renee. So somebody may have some information where they think is insignificant or it may not lead to the arrest of an individual or it may not even be important to the case. But really, from an investigative standpoint, any information that comes to us is important and we're going to follow up and we're going to take that information to a dead end if that's where it leads us or it may lead us to an arrest. Like in the Faircloth case, for instance, if someone was driving by on Powers at a particular time of day or time at night and they looked over to the area of the crime scene where the crime happened and they saw somebody, at the time it didn't seem important, but it may be important to the sheriff's office. So if they're out there listening and if something like that occurred, we welcome those calls to come in and we welcome that information because it may be something. It may turn into a lead and that may end up being investigated.
And Jacqueline, could you give the time frame again kind of on the Faircloth case, like when he was found again? And is there an approximate time that sheriff's office think it may have happened?
Well, it was November 2nd of 2019 at approximately 2:20 in the afternoon is when we received the call. Mm-hmm. So I would, to be safe, say anything within a week prior to that time. If anybody saw anything, heard anything, we would love to hear from you.
And again, they can call the sheriff's tip line or if they want to remain anonymous, call Crime Stoppers.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah. And all that information, again, Crime Stoppers has as well to send out and all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And these are critical cases, again, so kind of hit a roadblock and need to move it forward.
These are critical cases. And again, just about every case that's worked, somebody knows something. And both Jackie and Sean, that little small sliver of information might be that leading point on that tip line to the sheriff's department to move that case forward.
Yeah.
There's a family that's grieving.
Absolutely.
And how we move this case. And it really, one of the things that we're so fortunate in the Pikes Peak region is that we have incredible community members who are very active with law enforcement. And we're so appreciative. So if you know something, let the sheriff's department know. If you want to stay anonymous, give us a call.
And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, how Crime Stoppers can help with cold cases, right?
Yes.
We're going to touch on that. We're going to have a lot more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Joining us this morning, Board President, Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers, Howard Black is here. Hello, Howard.
Hello, and good morning.
Good morning. He's Commander of Investigations Division for CSPD. Sean Mandel is here. Hello.
How's it going?
Hello, and Jacqueline Kirby, PIO, El Paso County Sheriff's Office is here. Hello, Jacqueline.
Good morning.
Now, really quick, there's kind of a push. Howard, correct me if I'm wrong. You always do. I'm okay with it. It's cold cases. Crime Stoppers can really help with cold cases because Sean, how many cold cases are in the Springs that right now the police
department? I'm not sure of the exact number, but it's upwards around 100 cold cases.
Is it really? Can this really help with these investigations?
Well, any bit of information that we can put out, you know, through Crime Stoppers, again, enhancing the SO and the PD's and investigations, getting the word out. As we talked earlier, someone knows something.
Something, even if it's 10 years ago.
That's right.
25 years ago.
That's right.
So it can help.
Right. And the PD is really doing a good job recently in getting this information out on social media. So it allows us an opportunity to reshare that and just to have dialogue. Getting comments going back and forth on social media can make such a big difference in any of our cases that are being worked in our community.
Absolutely. And Jacqueline, do you have a chance or an idea about Sheriff's Office, approximately some cold cases?
You know, I think we've got about 20 cold cases at the Sheriff's Office.
And ranging back quite a bit?
I want to say probably late 70s.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time.
It is a long time.
And you guys are planning on working with Crime Stoppers, getting that out there too, you think? The
Correct.
Sheriff's Office? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we're looking to reestablish a cold case unit.
Wow.
And once we do that, yes, absolutely partnering with Crime Stoppers.
It's amazing. And again, getting the resources, Howard, to, you know, help this, bolster this and help make it a very important part of community.
Right. And it really is getting Crime Stoppers back into the community where mm-hmm. it's a household word, mm-hmm. right? And that we have community members fully engaged in Crime
right.
Stoppers. It's so important.
Yeah.
And we need that financial support.
Right.
I mean, we receive all of our money from community members and foundations. So continuing to move our financial abilities to enhance cases from all of our law enforcement agencies.
Yeah, no. Renee, one thing to think about is, although we call them cold cases, we look at them more as just open investigations because they might not be that cold. They may just be one tip away from making an arrest,
wow.
right?
Just
and we
one, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, one tip. We have two full-time detectives dedicated to reviewing those cases, looking for evidence that they could submit for DNA, for enhancement of DNA technology. But there's cases there that are right on the brink of making an arrest. And if we could just get one tip that come in, it could probably give some closure to a family out there.
But getting that information back out there again.
Absolutely, yeah. And getting it out in the public. And like we said earlier, somebody may know something. They just maybe need a push to bring it forward.
Absolutely. And Howard, maybe somebody cannot make a financial donation to support it, but volunteers are always needed as well, right?
Absolutely.
Because there's a different way to help.
That's right. Administrative support, you know, social media support. We can go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking to service clubs, getting information out. So
right.
try to, you know, enhance Crime Stoppers based on individuals' abilities.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were kind of talking about, like, how can we best support Crime Stoppers here on the air? And we were talking about possibly talking about some of these cases that been working on maybe for a while and help getting that information back out there.
Absolutely. Maybe doing a monthly, as we have all talked, coming together and, you know, we're detectives, can give information on specific cases. You know, as Sean said, maybe it is just one
phone
tip
call, one
away
tip.
From moving that case forward. So it's about community support.
And again, Jacqueline, like you said, no detail is too small.
No detail is too small. Yeah. And I always like to think if this were my family member or loved one was involved in some kind of crime, especially a violent crime, I would want closure for my family. And so we're just pleading to anyone who has any information about any case, whether we've talked about it on this show today or not, there's a family that is looking for closure, and you may be that link to the closure for that family. So we're asking you, if you have any information about anything, regardless of whose jurisdiction it is, what law enforcement agency has that case, to reach out to that law enforcement agency, or if you're not comfortable and you want to remain anonymous, please contact Crime Stoppers.
Okay, so Howard, let's kind of recap really quick some of the top cases that Crime Stoppers has right now, and then I'll let you guys kind of talk about, like, we know about the Faircloth case, which we're going to touch on again, and Sean, if there's a case that you have some, like, would like some help on, but what is the best way, again, to look at most wanted, top cases right now that maybe Crime Stoppers is focusing on?
So we would love to have everyone following us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're sharing and putting information on those sites daily. So that's a wonderful way to communicate back and forth.
Right, yeah.
However, if you have a tip or you have information that you want to remain anonymous, we can't take that information through social media.
Right, you have to.
It has to go through our P3 app, and you can go to the Apple Store or wherever, and you can pull that app down free. It's an encrypted app that allows you to share information back with Crime Stoppers. Or you can call us at 634-STOP or 1-800-222-8477.
Okay.
You can also pick up information on our web page at crimestop.net.
Perfect. Okay. And before we wrap up, Sean, any top cases coming to the top of your mind right now that could police department could use some help on?
Yeah, Renee, thanks for the time this morning. Yeah. Really appreciate it. I don't have a case specifically to talk about this morning, but I will say that, and Howard mentioned this earlier, that Crime Stoppers takes tips on any cases, whether it be a robbery, narcotics case, property crimes case. But for us, and probably the biggest impact our community are those homicide cases.
Okay.
And those are the ones that we prioritize. Yeah. So if people have information about someone that is involved in a homicide or involved in a murder, whether it's one of our cases or an EPSO case or any other case, those are really the tips that we want to get in. That's the information that we want. We'll take tips on all the other cases, absolutely, and we solve a lot of robberies and drug cases through Crime Stoppers and various other methods of getting tips. But it's the homicides that truly impact our community, that affect everybody, and those are the ones that we truly want to solve.
Absolutely. And Jacqueline, before we have to wrap up, let's talk about the Faircloth again. I know you guys are, El Paso County Sheriff's Office, really looking for information.
We are. So Mr. Faircloth, we received a call on November 2nd of 2019 at approximately 2:20 in the afternoon, that an individual had found a body, and when detectives arrived on scene, it was a suspicious in nature, and now we are investigating that as a homicide. The deceased is Thomas Faircloth. It looks like he was 27, so very, you know, quite young. And if anybody has any information in the or they were in the area of Galleon Powers at about a week prior to that November 2nd date and
on, up to that. Okay.
Correct. If anybody has any information they feel is important or not, please give the Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers a call.
The family's desperate.
The family is desperate.
They're desperate for information.
And I would be too if my child was, you know, was murdered. So
absolutely.
We feel for the family, and we are doing everything we can to solve this case and bring justice to Thomas and his family. But right now we need the community's help in doing so.
Perfect. Okay. And again, they can reach out to the Sheriff's Office tip line, Crime Stoppers. They can call Crime Stoppers, go to the app, right, Howard?
That's correct. Yeah. Absolutely. Obviously, information is best directly to the detective that's assigned to the case.
Right.
But if someone wants to stay anonymous, absolutely give us a call.
You know, I'm so glad you guys came in today, and I'm glad we're talking about this. And I don't want to feel like a crime sleuth, but, you know, I'm looking forward to having you guys back on and discussing some of the top cases that need to be looked at and still working on, and whatever you guys can divulge, of course. You guys are looking like we can't talk about anything, Renee. Nice dreaming. No, I'm kidding.
We're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Howard Black, thank you so much. Sean Mandel, CSPD, Jacqueline Kirby, El Paso County Sheriff's Office. Thank you guys so much. Truly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, the Quad will be here. We're going to get an update from the Quad and some of the big projects that they are working on, including Colorado Springs Utilities and more. That's coming up tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.